You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Fatima. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yeah.
All right. May I have your first name, please?
It's Marisha. It's Morrisha.
And may I have your last name?
It's SAPP.
And in case we get disconnected, what would be a good callback number for you?
813-802-6125.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates with the provider information and how long it will take them to get to you?
Yes.
All right. Messages and data rates may apply. May I have that policy number, please?
I don't know the policy number, but they gave me, what was the roadside assistance ID number?
The member ID? Okay, you can give that to me.
Yeah, that's what he gave me to give to you guys when I got a phone with someone. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
It is 0018091036.
And for security purposes, can you verify the address that we have on the policy?
It's 4315. Maniscal Court, Health 433610.
And can you verify the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling about?
It's a Buick LaCrosse 13.
And what color is that vehicle?
It's white.
And what's going on with the vehicle today?
Well, I need my car towed because I was trying to drive my car somewhere, and pretty much the steering wheel locked up on me, so I can't even drive my car nowhere.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'd be more than happy to go ahead and get that tow service set up for you today. You said the steering wheel locked up on you?
Yeah. So I can't even do nothing with it. Can't take it nowhere. I'm pretty much stuck.
And will the vehicle shift out of park into neutral?
It should.
Is it a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or just standard?
I believe it's, wait, so you said a four-wheel drive or?
All-wheel drive or just standard?
I think it's the second one you said, all-wheel drive.
All-wheel drive. And is the service a result of an accident?
No,
Okay. And will you be with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
Yeah.
And you do have the keys, correct?
Yeah.
And will anyone need a ride with the provider?
Wait, say that one more time.
Will anyone need a ride with the provider?
Give me 1 second. No, that's okay. I don't need a ride.
Okay. And may I have the address? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have a question. Okay. Where my car is being parked, I don't know who's going to be the one that's going to be taking my car, who's going to come and pick up my car, but I was just trying to see, like, the person who comes get it, would they be able to put my car in visitor's parking?
In visitors parking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Until I get there, yeah.
I'll put that
because I don't want my car to get... Yeah, because I don't want it to get towed, so I was just trying to see if they could put it in visitors spot until I get there.
Yes, ma'am. I'll put it in notations on the account so that way they'll know.
Yeah.
And may I have the address in which the vehicle is currently located?
What's its address? 3115. So 3115 East 33rd Avenue. Tampa, Florida, 33610.
It may have the address of where you want to take the vehicle.
Okay, give me 1 second. It is 4827 River, River, Vista, Vista Lane, Apartment A. So, 4827 River Vista Lane.
And this is in Tampa, Florida as well?
Yeah, and the zip code is the same, 33610.
And you said you want them leaving in the visitor's parking?
Yeah. And I was going to say, because I know in apartments, you can't park backwards. So if they can park my car, like once they do take it off the truck, can they, huh?
You said they can't back in?
Yeah, you can't back in. It can't be reverse parking.
Oh, all they're going to do is just, when they put it on the thing, they just drop it. They can't reverse it. Especially if you're steering wheel locked, they can do it.
Cause I know whatever you can't do reverse parking whatever. Yep, it has to be straight. You have to do four, but you can't do reverse parking.
Have them do if they can, if it's okay, if it's not too much, can they do it? If it's a bit of like across from each other, put it in the one that's across from it, so you could just push it forward, put it in neutral and push it forward.
Yeah.
Just do that instead of having them, because they can't do it. That thing won't turn. If it's just like that, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
How this doesn't seem like it's just go over the road. I have Omarion sent out there. And, I don't know. I do, but I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So if I put it in neutral, even if they
push it forward,
right, to put it in.
It's a visitor's in front, but then say, hey, you might as well go with them. Because you might do that ASAP.
What?
If it's back then.
Well, I was going to go it anyways.
So you might as well ride with the band.
So I was going to go there later.
But if it's back then and it gets, is it going to turn in the daytime?
Mm.
Well, this also, you can't have a
yeah, no. Okay, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just trying to figure out, because I know over there in the complex, they don't do reverse parking, so I was just trying to see if there's a way that they can, you know, take it out the truck and put it, you know, straight forward where, you know, my car won't get towed.
I can notate it on here, and when I speak to the provider, I'll ask them.
Okay, it's really just to where if it's okay, like if the visitors is across from each other, where he can put it, even if he back it in, and if it's a visitors in front that's open, we could just push it.
Okay.
Where does it have to be back then? Well, you just keep it regular, ma'am. It's fine.
Okay.
Just do it. Oh, but you can still put it in a note.
Okay.
Just for in advance if we can. You giving this lady the freaking run around. You is. Really? Because AAA high. Get on now.
All right, so I was able to go ahead and get you mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a provider for you. Once I have your provider, you'll receive a text message with your provider information and how long it will take them to get to you. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, that'll be it.
All right, thank you so much for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.